Brian Adams and probably his best, at least in my mind here. Run to you. It's 20 before 8 here. Sunny 101.9 or WKQS. And when was it, Bonnie? Was it early October we had you in here, I believe it was?
Yes.
All right, Bonnie Kilbel is back here because we want to update you on the My Pink Warrior project, the calendar for 2010. And we introduced it to you about 3 months or so ago. And you just dropped the number on me and I dropped my pen when you said it. This fundraiser has done what?
We've raised over $10,000 so far, and we still have a couple hundred calendars to sell. So if people want a calendar, we still have them at the Beacon House, Holiday Gas Stations, Baby Cakes, the Hospital Gift Shop at Marquette General Hospital.
But they've been going fast.
Yeah. They have been.
We were nice enough to drop one off here for us, and we've had it here, and we're probably going to have to give this back to you so you can get it out there and get it in circulation. Again, it's a calendar, and like we talked about back in October, it's a celebration, really, more than anything else.
It is. It's a celebration of life. These women that are in the calendar have gone through some traumatic things in their life, especially with breast cancer. And I think it's a very this is the thing that I'm getting from people, the feedback since I've been here, is it's very educational because people realize how important it is to get their mammograms, how important it is to do their self-breast exam. And then even with my situation with the prophylactic mastectomies, one woman has had a prophylactic mastectomy since. I've actually been here in October. She had it last week, and she's doing very well. And it was based on her mother and her grandmother both died of breast cancer. She had thought about the surgery, and then we were at a party, and I showed her the calendar, and she wanted to buy one. And from there, she proceeded.
I've never had the opportunity to introduce Ms. March here on this program, but Connie Rhodes with us here today, and you are just that. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And just to take part in this project, how did it happen for you? Were you approached about this to be involved in this calendar? How did that happen?
Well, Bonnie approached me, and she wanted my opinion, first of all, to see if I thought it would work, and I said, yes, of course. And she asked me if I wanted to be involved, and I jumped right in with both feet.
And again, you know, we talked about this. These photos are very direct, but they're very tastefully done. When I take a look at your month here, I mean, I look at this, and it's a beautiful shot.
Thank you.
I mean, how did you feel about that day? Because I know the photo shoot was very early in the morning, very private, very secluded, but it was still very personal. How did you feel about that?
Well, I wasn't sure going into it, just because you are taking off certain articles of clothing. Mm-hmm. But our photographer was wonderful. She did an excellent job of making everybody feel very comfortable, Wendy Manson. And besides being a little cold, It was a wonderful experience.
What have folks said to you? What's been the feedback from this view directly?
It's been wonderful feedback. It's been a real sense of support to women that have been diagnosed with breast cancer. Because of the calendar, I've had an opportunity to meet a lot of other women that either are newly diagnosed or long-term survivors of breast cancer, and it's been just a wonderful experience too.
How much power did you take away from this? Because I know when you are diagnosed with the situation, you feel helpless to a certain degree.
You feel helpless completely.
Fair enough. What did this give back to you?
It actually, for the first time since before I got diagnosed and had my mastectomy, it really and truly made me feel beautiful. Because you just, you know, breast cancer and going through the surgeries really does a number on your body and your self-esteem and the way you view yourself. And this really helped to bring everything together and bring me back to where I wanted to be.
And again, if you have not seen this calendar just yet, we are talking about breast cancer, of course, but this is something, Bonnie, you could put it on your refrigerator in front of your whole family. This is nothing that it's beautifully done. It's tasteful. It's well done and very educational, too. I mean, you could put this right there on the refrigerator and no one would think twice about it.
Oh, no. And I think people, when they see it, it really brings feelings to people that are unique and makes them feel very, like, life is real, and this is something that is real and is happening, yet it's okay. And as long as we support each other, we'll be okay through this.